animals unite. Rhino Neal is about to fight that Puerto Rican piece of shit who's going down, and he knows it. Ryan has shins of steel, and he'll kick him in the head with his fucking heel. And Luigi Gomez is about to feel the wrath of the Indiana mongoose. Louis is filled with fear, and he's weighing in at 256, I hear. And his body mass index is similar to Eric Heights. He's gonna lose the fucking fight, so kick him in the cunt, 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 kick him in.
Wow.
There it is.
That was
slow, but it's
beautiful.
It's slow, but it's aggressive.
Aggressive, but also beautiful at the same time. Very difficult. Violent and yet beautiful.
It's Australia's own Beardo. He wanted me to give his Twitter a shout out. That's at SFJBeardo. His email is sfjbeardo@gmail.com. If you want any songs done, maybe you're getting married, you want a beautiful tribute to your wife, and say kick her in the cunt. Who knows?
You definitely keep that cunt in there.
Yeah. So there you go.
I almost couldn't stop laughing the whole time.
Thank you, Beardo.
Some good lines in there.
There it is. It's yet another song for your battle with Luis Gomez.
That might be the song of the summer.
Kids
are going to be playing it in their on their stereos in their car.
Might be at parties, local parties, and other. We're going to pull the curtain back here. A little Wizard of Oz action. You're going to see who's at the controls. We're recording this a day after we recorded with Mickey Gall.
Yeah.
We're pre-recording. I'm heading out of town. It gives O'Neill some time to focus on the training. But, so we had Mickey Gall on yesterday. Double recording tonight.
It's going to be action-packed, folks. So buckle up, because the ride begins now.
It's the final countdown.
It's the final countdown. That's a good song.
I was surprised. I was genuinely surprised by Mickey Gall's prediction. But I don't.
You were?
I
look at me, though. That's the thing. If you look at me now,
I just don't
it's
believe
the glasses.
I just don't believe Lou's an athlete, though. I don't.
I don't think
he's an athlete. He's big, but he's not tall. You're taller.
Yeah. He's built like a football player. He's like a big brawler.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. Like,
the guys I train with don't seem to have any doubt whatsoever.
So you don't put much into Mickey's prediction.
None of it bothers me.
Just,
I understand why.
Yeah,
like,
and he knows
it.
Him too.
Yeah.
So I think that's hard when you know somebody.
Also, I seem like a pretty well-adjusted dude.
Yeah, I don't get this crazy fact. There's plenty of guys in the UFC who are crazy. They're not great fighters. Not everyone. Everyone who's crazy, considered in quotes crazy, is an unbelievable fighter. If that were the case, like, Bushman would be fucking in the UFC.
That's like a person whose fighting style is insanity.
Our friend from the comedy store we had on the show, Mac Lindsay, who I once saw throw a jump punch, which was terrible.
He was crazy.
He would be a hell of a fighter.
He's crazy, doesn't always equal
karate, but I know crazy isn't always, doesn't always translate, in my opinion.
I think what people think, they're like crazy, he's crazy enough to just go in there and start swinging. You know what I mean? That's what I think people are like, he's not going to be like bashful about engaging.
Which is fine. It doesn't always equal victory.
No, not at all. But I just think people think, you know, like they think like two idiots like us, it's going to be like, you know, nobody wants to get hit sort of thing.
It is a hard pick to hard fight to pick, because when two guys, there's no tape on anyone. You don't know who knows what, who's doing what.
I literally became the favorite in the fight because I have an email address, O'Neill the Ass Kicker @yahoo.com.
I don't know. I don't know if I trust Lou to not like throw like a blow just to do anything crazy. Like,
I don't either.
If he's down or he thinks he's
trust
down.
Me, I have contingency plans things I'm not going to do unless he wants to get dirty, and then it's gonna be legal stuff, but they are frowned upon by most.
You have some of that, what was it, powder? Didn't they accuse someone of blinding Ali in some fight?
Like, yeah.
They put some shit on his gloves?
That was, I think that must have been when they, Bloodsport got, Frank Dukes must have stolen that one.
Well, Frank Dukes, as we've covered on the show in the past, honest guy.
Honest Abe, that's what they call him.
Yeah, he's went to Steven Seagal's School of Storytelling.
Which would be a great fucking school. I'm so shocked he does that.
How to be a pathological liar 101.
By the way, we should Ari Shaffir should really get him on the renamed Ari Shaffir storytelling show. who better?
What story? I mean, he has a million stories to tell.
He would. I could see him doing like a legitimate like 3 hour story.
Oh, he would definitely.
You got to get off, Steve. What are you doing?
Oh, I'll get off when I... Ari, I'm just getting to the part where I left the wagon wheel for Japan.
Ari,
I have bad knees.
You never were in Japan? This is bullshit?
I can't even get off the stool.
And his cop friends would be in the audience, so you couldn't get to the stage?
I would love to see him do something like that in a stage. I would actually probably be mesmerizing.
I would pay.
What an insane
I'd
ride.
I'd pay to go watch it.
Steven Seagal
just to see
story.
What he's wearing and to watch his hair dyes drip down his face as he sweats.
I would almost pay to see Mojo Priest.
I think I would go see Mojo Priest.
But I would heckle the shit out of him.
I would heckle and I would try to throw something that hit him like right in the gut.
Right,
not a tomato, but like either like a piece of cake, something like
that. A broken in half Twinkie that would leave like a smear on his.
You want to see a stain on the jacket, and you know it would upset him deeply.
I just want to see him.
If I would get down there, I would kick your ass.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody, get my wheelchair and bring me down there to
like them. A nice overripe banana, just like a nice juice. Like you hear the
it's a salt. It's a salt's the only problem.
He's also a cop. He can arrest you himself.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, I got this one, boys.
I have handcuffs under my fat layer right here.
I'm a cop in over 250 cities around this country.
Speaking of cops, the trifecta. So the guy who got in an accident last week was named Jeff. Then the original guy who got in 3 accidents in 2 weeks, one while listening to the show, his name on Twitter is Wade, which he claims is not even his real name. He says his name is Jeff.
What?
Double Jeff. So then I get...
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah. So then I get the triple Jeopardy. I got my first ever ticket.
What?
Yeah, I was on the highway.
Were you listening to the show?
I was not listening to the show. I was recording the show.
Which is weird because you only listen to the show when you drive.
In my car, yeah. If you've ridden in my car, you know that
it's all you have.
Just in case I'm driving someone who I don't know that well, I'm like, hey, you like this? Danish and O'Neill. So a car, it was like a heavy traffic, and carpool lane was right there. I was with someone else. And I went in, but I went over the yellow. I see a fucking
motorcycle cop.
CHP, no, SUV right in the next lane. I didn't see it. And I was like, fuck. Pulls me right over. The guy.
Where'd you pull over?
To the left. It was like a big lane.
Oh, this is like the 110.
Yeah. And so I'm like, fuck. And the guy gives a, that was pretty unsafe, wasn't it? And it like, A, there was no one behind me. I put my blinker on.
Dude,
I was like, that was the
here.
Most... I go, in my mind, I'm like, that was just like changing any other fucking lane.
Yeah, you looked.
And by the way, he pulls me over, and then he's like, when you merge back, you gotta drive forward. Because I'm merging into fucking speeding highway from the...
They love to act like they saved your life.
He did nothing. I broke a rule, and you caught me. Just give me the fucking ticket, dude. You fucking dick. That was pretty unsafe, wasn't it? I didn't even answer him. I'm not even going to, yeah, great.
It's like when you're going, 85, and they're like, you know how dangerous... No, it's not any more dangerous, by the way. It's not any more dangerous.
No, it's just a regular lane.
Yeah.
What's the difference of any other fucking... I was like, ugh. And then I'm like, maybe he sees I have a completely clean record. No, nothing. I was like,
it's L.A.,
thanks.
Dude.
Thanks, pal.
It's L.A., got to get that quota.
Then recently, I was driving, you figure cops would know the terrible PR they have, especially L.A. cops. And they'd be like, a little bit cord nice. So I was driving on Sunset Boulevard in front of Amoeba Records. If you live in L.A., if you don't, it means nothing to you. But so there were two cops, whenever there's some sort of situation, they block the fucking street.
Yeah.
When you can't even most of the time, it doesn't even look like anything's going on.
And also, it's the busiest time of the day.
Yeah. It was like that. And so they were blocking Sunset, going east-west.
It's the worst thing you could even, it was a block of highway.
So I took I ended up because the way the cars were going, I ended up right in front of Amoeba in the lane closest to it. I was going east.
Yeah.
So I take the right, but then I see that the cops are on that street, and this woman cop's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, your cars are in there. I go, it looks like I can't go straight. And she's like, you can't go down here. And I go, all right, I'm going to turn around. You can't turn around. Their car's coming up the other way. And I go, so what am I? She goes, now you got to sit here for an hour. I go, I got to sit here for an hour. She goes, yeah.
Yeah, just pull him over on the curb. You're sitting here for an hour.
No.
And I go,
what?
And I go, really? I go, that's my options. And she goes, yeah. And I go, I can't just go there and turn around. There was two lanes. I go, I can't go in that lane. No. And then I put
my... Was there a ton of traffic?
No.
Oh, my God.
And so then I put my blinker on, and she goes, you can't go now. There's PEDs. And I'm like, I'm like, okay.
She's throwing terms out.
I go, okay. And then I go, by the way, you're very pleasant to deal with. And she didn't comment. So then I take the right, and I pull over to the curb, and I'm like, and I see her looking at me, and I'm like, if I do anything, I think she's going to give me a ticket.
Nobody... That's such an abuse of power.
Oh, it's crazy.
You have to wait there for an hour?
And I go, what the fuck is...
But there was no sign that said you couldn't turn down there.
No, and they didn't block the right. They blocked straight. And by the way, a car did it right behind me, and I started berating another person. I go, hey, you may want to fucking either stand up further.
Yeah,
so people don't do it. So then I see another cop, a man and a woman cop walking together. And I go, hey, man, can I just go? I go, can I go and just turn around right here? The guy goes, hey, I don't care what you do. Pull in reverse. And he starts laughing. That's a joke. I'm like, what is with these fucking idiots? And then he goes, by the way, we're leaving right now. It was like 1 second later. And he goes, so you can just go this
man,
way.
What a fucking... I look back, what like, lady what have?
I don't know if she like had a... yeah, you had a horrible day. Why is it my fault?
Fucking
wait there for an hour? Fuck you. How about that?
Dude, you should have just turned around. She's like, she couldn't leave.
She was watching, like, if I did anything.
They're weird about it. Like,
she would have been on my ass.
Those fucking blocks. It's like when that bomb scare was here, and they're like, well, we're going to be evacuating everyone soon, but yeah, you can go.
It's by like, the way, the guy laughing, it looked like, you look, and you're like, I don't think anything just happened here. You look like the guy was in, like, great spirits.
Nothing did happen.
The guy was, like, skipping back to his car.
You imagine John Little sees that?
Oh, he would have lost his mind.
Hey, you fucking bitch.
He would have called her a cunt, I think. And then probably...
Turn around. Go ahead. Shoot me.
I was like, what the fuck is your deal, man? Like,
yeah.
Wait there for an hour. I was like, I'm not waiting there for an hour.
You had a bad day with cops.
Yeah, it wasn't the same day, but yeah, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, better slow your roll.
If you're a Jeff out there, drive safely.
Shit's falling apart.
Yeah.
This, the dick shower across the parking lot here, gone, moved out, took his dick and went home.
He said, I'm sick of it.
He's
over the fact that you've seen it so much, he needs a new neighbor.
Is that what you think it is?
He's an exhibitionist. He's like, this is old hat.
Everybody's seen my cock. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, he's like, it's not even, I don't even barely get a boner from it anymore.
Yeah, so he's done. My only hope is I can get a female pussy shower.
Who has a dick?
Transitioning, whatever.
Chances are of you getting an attractive female in that unit, I'd say.
I think a lot more attractive than unattractive do it.
No, but I'm saying,
showing that body
true.
Off. I mean, can you imagine if I had back-to-back fucking showers?
I was once walking with Courtney, and I saw a pair of boobies in a window, and she was very unimpressed.
With the titties, or
no?
With
that
you?
I was like, that I how like
was it daytime?
I was just like,
or night?
It was just it's a sight you're not used to seeing.
Yeah, of course.
So I celebrated. I was like, you got to look, and she's like, I'm not looking. I was like, they're right there. Look
how can
at
I look at titties, no matter you like them or not?
It was the Standard Hotel. This was the person.
What?
Was like, they were like right.
Oh,
almost,
they're vacationing.
They were like almost on the balcony, like right fucking... in the view. I was like, whoa.
My buddy used to work in Nakatomi Plaza, and he across
they
the,
call it Nakatomi Plaza.
Well, they do now. And across his window was like an apartment place, and people there's this couple that used to fuck against the window so that people could watch.
Jesus,
like all the time
in New York, that happens a lot because obviously there's more high rises, so you can downward views.
But no, these people were wanted people to watch them. Like, it was a regular occurrence.
So, yeah, some people are in, it's what they're into.
Like, just pounding.
Like, I wonder where that guy moved.
The dick shower?
Maybe a glass house with a lot of neighbors.
I can't live in this with these walls. My cock must be seen.
Maybe the trees bothered him. He's like, there's too many things blocking.
Maybe it's just, like, we were the only ones that had, like, a dead shot at him. And he's like, I need more.
Yeah, maybe,
like a greedy
dick
shower.
Maybe he's becoming,
shower.
Like, a cam model somewhere.
He might have been cam modeling there. See him shaving his balls, taking a dump,
Jesus.
Pissing
at the same time. All three.
Be quite a scene.
I got sent this clip. Usually not that big into these style clips. A friend of mine from high school, who I had no clue ever listened to this show, but texted me after the Bushman was on. He really spoke to him.
What? He's like, the Bushman. Can I get his number?
He said, like, when can I hang out with the Bushman? Like, he was very enthralled by
it. A lot of people don't realize what goes into hanging out with the Bushman.
Yeah, I think on paper it sounds great.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you do it. You got to pick him up. You got to drop him off. He gets angry sometimes.
It's a bucket list thing.
Yeah, that's true. We should do a tour. Patreon. $1,000.
But don't tell the Bushman at all?
No.
We'll give the Bushman a case of beer. And
yeah. And he'll have a fun night.
It's a blowjob soup.
So he sent me, if you're listening, I'll call him. I don't know if he wants his real name.
Probably not. Nah, who knows?
I'll call him Dave. If you're listening, thank you for the clip. It was Family Feud. Did you see this?
No.
I don't know how old. It's Steve Harvey's hosting, so it's not like Richard Dawson. It's not from
Harvey's
the
been there a while.
It's true.
He's been there like...
Who would have ever thought watching the... Was it the Kings of Comedy? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That he would become such a juggernaut. He's a fucking mogul.
He makes like $50 million a year.
He does like self-help books.
He does a syndicated
he does like a
talk
advice.
Show.
He does like marital does advice that. Shit. All these hosting gigs.
Dude, for me, I'd be like, I'd do one thing for like $10 million and just be cool with it.
That mustache costs people a lot to trim. It. So it's a clip of Steve Harvey. He's with a family. They're African-American. The you know, like the guy, like the person who's like the leader, the first person?
Yeah.
His name's Kevin. This guy must be... He's in one of the biggest suits I've ever seen in my life. This guy is very overweight. It's like a suit that even Bushman would turn down.
Is it like, who's that huge...
The comic?
Yeah, he wore the suit.
Lavelle Crawford?
No, there's another
guy.
Oh,
the guy who hosted BET?
Yeah, he was huge. I mean, he might be dead now. I don't even know.
Comic View. Bruce?
Bruce,
it was similar to that. It was huge. Like, you're like, I don't even know where you get that.
He's huge, right?
Yeah, and this guy was a huge fucking guy. So Steve Harvey, and you know they love doing these questions where they put you in between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Question is, Steve Harvey with the stash in Kevin's face. Kevin, what's the last thing you put your finger in?
What the fuck did this guy say?
Kevin gives my wife. No hesitation. His wife's next to him. Her reaction? Loves it. High fives him. Good ass. Oh, yeah.
So he never fingers her.
She likes being fingered, or at least it's shared on
Wait,
Family
Wait, you said,
Feud.
What's the last
thing your fingers were in?
Oh, said, what's the last thing? I thought it was what's
no,
the
he said my wife. She's loving it. And Steve Harvey's like, I think it's like PG. They know, like, they want
Do
you
they
to say
air
that.
It on the show, or they just put the clips out?
I think they may put the clip. They may not be allowed to say that.
Yeah, probably
Daytime
not.
TV.
Dude, also, like, the demographic that watches Family Feud.
And Steve Harvey.
It's like a bunch of old ladies.
They gave a double high five to him fingering her, the wife and the husband. A woman next to her, I don't know who it
Could
was.
Could have been in the butthole.
That's what I was like. That's the follow-up. What hole?
My wife.
And he was like, oh, I've been on this show a long time, Kevin. And I've never, I was like.
You should have asked to smell it. Yeah, let me smell that. Can you imagine if it just went down that road? Steve Harvey's like, why don't you put a little on this mustache?
He's like, oh, that's some good pussy.
I'd like to put my fingers in your wife,
it's
too.
It's Steve Harvey's last day, and he knew it, and he just lost his mind.
He quit 2 weeks ago, and this is his last of the 2 weeks.
Let me put my finger in there. Oh,
yeah,
come on.
I put my tongue in that butt.
I was like, what the fuck? Who goes on a show that you know, like, if you have kids, they're going to watch?
They were setting that guy up.
What of course.
What kind of question is, what's the last thing you put your finger in?
But
what is the last thing you put your finger in?
I'd say, like, my pocket? I don't know. My own asshole? I don't, what's the answer?
My fingers and stuff.
That guy should have said a pie.
Unless it's a lady.
I think the answers on the board were.
Do you really shove your finger in a pie? Who does that?
That guy did.
No, I know, but it was ass pie. It was a mudslide.
The answers were like my mouth, my teeth. I don't know what
they were waiting for something to be like.
Oh, they wanted, but they knew Big Kev was a pervert. They're like, oh, Big Kev's going to go with this.
What a question. You imagine being the writer for that show. You're like, all right, what kind of questions can we ask today?
What is the last tangy thing you smelled?
What's the last thing you smelled that was smelled like fish but wasn't fish?
What's a long thing with two round objects that you recently have seen?
My husband's got a
big old dick.
It's big old. Show me big old dick. Oh, it was the number three answer.
They just steal. Get the yes or no. Do you like anal? Like, that's just a yes or no.
Yes.
Survey says no.
Dude, that would be the most annoying show to write for. asking, just writing questions.
I think seeing that, DeWitt's long. Like, I have a shot to captain a team.
Dude, I would love to see the DeWitt family on there.
his mom's like, Andrew, you say bottom burps, I'm freaking out.
What was his dad's name?
He was the carpet man.
No, I know, but he had a name. His name. Like, yeah. They both had a name. Fuck, I can't remember his mom. I can't remember. We used to say it all the time.
You know who needs to go on there? We've mentioned him already is the Bush and his daughters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He would be answering all the questions. Like, from. He'd be the last guy on the end, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, tell you what, Steve Harvey, you don't remember the Bush man?
Yeah.
And then he would get mad at him.
I open for you, Steve.
Yeah, fuck you, Steve.
They're like, whoa, Lahai, please. They're like, sir, your open beer can is not allowed on the podium.
Or the Littles would be great.
Oh. Yeah, good answer, Dad. Yeah, tell that Nazi to go fuck himself.
Yeah. What do you think about the jugs and that lady out in the audience?
This other family we're going against, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Bunch of pussies.
Bunch of fucking pussies. I'll beat you up in the parking lot.
you say that's a bad answer? You're going to clap when we get it wrong? Fuck you.
He walks off the whole family.
Hey, Steve Harvey, what's that mustache smell like?
Hey, Steve Harvey, you know, what's that comic? The one with the fucking...
Cat Williams?
Yeah, you know Cat Williams? He owes me $50. Trying to get on the road with him.
Listen to the Comedy Store podcast to understand that reference. I saw a guy, this is local goings-on in my neighborhood. I was in CVS. I was trying to buy some over-the-counter vitamin D drops for Baby Barb, if you want to know what I was getting.
Getting some vitamin D drops?
Yeah.
They
can't get that sun, so you got to drop the D.
Oh, you just leave them outside for a while.
Yeah. So I was in a long line. A, there was a lady using the ATM who appeared to be homeless and just kept saying, I don't love any fucking body but myself, over and over and over
again.
But
wasn't using the ATM at all?
Was just standing in front of it in the store.
Can you move a little bit?
So I was in line, and behind me there was a woman. She's probably in her late 20s, early 30s. Behind that was a man, probably mid-40s to 50s. And I hear the guy. I'm not facing them, but I hear the guy go, "It's Friday. Got a big old jug of wine, huh?" And the woman just doesn't even acknowledge it. Dead silence. And I'm like,
Did she have a big jug of wine?
She did, but I'm loving it. That she just completely ignores the comment. I'm like, that guy just got bombed so hard on that comment.
Dude, that's tough. Because now you got to sit there and look at her.
When it's a long line.
Did he look around for like some sort of
a little
recognition
I kind of turned, but I didn't want him to be like, yeah, huh, you see it. And so then dead silence. And he's just sitting there wearing how shitty that line was. And he gave a, sorry, I had to.
And she, I know what you didn't have to, no, you did piece not, of shit.
You wanted to.
Shut the fuck up. You're in line. Buy your shit and get the fuck out of there.
So then he waits a little more of a pause. Comes back with, hey, you survived through Friday though, huh? That's something.
This guy's looking for anything.
He
goes back to the well that's dry.
And she gave like, she gave him more. She's like, all right.
Was it like a hot lady he was trying to talk to?
She was okay. No, not for him, I guess.
Was he like hitting on her?
It seemed like it, but I couldn't tell.
Like publicly?
It seemed like it. I don't know.
What a fuck.
So then I'm at the register and like I was trying to put in some like coupon
code. Why do people feel compelled to engage people they don't know in a line?
Leave her alone.
I hate it.
No, leave him alone.
I just don't.
Who's ever like, oh, thank God that person said, hey, it's Friday and you got that jug of wine.
Also, you're buying alcohol at CVS. Some shit's gone wrong for you.
But she's wearing like her work shirt, like a local restaurant.
Like, some shit went down. She's like, the closest place to buy alcohol is right here.
So then I was at the register and it was taking a second for the guy to like figure something out. And so she had paid and left. And the guy gets to the register. I see him replaying the whole story to his cashier. So then I say,
no, he's
it's
telling
Friday. You got a big old jug of wine. And he's dying. And he goes, you must see stuff like that all the time, huh?
What's so weird about that?
I don't know. It was just a jug. I was like, unless she drank the whole thing in the line, like there's no story.
Do you think this guy was had a mental disorder where he had to just keep like repeating shit? It's a terrible line. You think it's going to work? This guy's not a lot of confidence.
And even the cashier was just like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, he didn't care.
Cashier's like, stop fucking talking to me.
Like, this guy should just stay at home and send people out on errands. Because if I can only imagine how annoying he is.
You should have dropped. You should have followed a parking lot and be like,
that line sucks.
No, at least you survived Friday. Am I right? Yeah, man.
You would have got a big jug of wine. Me and you.
He would have told you the story.
Want to go murder that woman? I was like, what are you doing? Like, that it was so great that you had to recap it to this fucking guy who probably hates his job.
Loves it, man.
So then I say, got a big jug of wine, huh? It's Friday. It's like,
I thought he was going to say you got big
jugs. Who knows?
Jugs.
That lady could work Saturdays. It's maybe not her traditional weekend.
She could be a raging alcoholic and you've just shamed her.
Yeah. Maybe she's
to drink more.
Maybe she was going to take some pills and try to end her life.
And she was having second thoughts. But knowing that a guy like you exists in society, she's like, yeah, it's time to end things.
The guy was a real tool. He caught my eye in the store because he was having a very loud cell phone conversation before any of this happened. And it was like a business call where he was trying to make, like, it may have even been pretend.
You should be allowed to slap the phone out of people's hands.
Or if you can get like it, just throw it into a wall.
Or throw it to another guy or woman across the store
who can take
and play
the
keep away. It should be a legal thing.
She should have hit him over the head with the jug.
Yeah, fuck you.
It was like, it was one of those like big, but it wasn't like anything crazy. Wasn't she at a keg? Even if she did have a keg, who cares?
Yeah.
People drink wine. Big fucking deal, dude. Maybe that was her wine for the next 3 months.
Maybe she was cooking something.
Who cares?
Big old jug of wine. Wine jugger.
Everyone needs to shut the fuck up.
Oh, by the way, I guess you should have put this at the beginning of the podcast. The official fight t-shirt is out. You can get it at danishandoneal.threadless.com.
For those of you on Twitter, too, we'll tweet that out.
Yeah, so put it on Instagram, too.
But if you're going to the fights, get them now. You got to represent.
danishandoneal.threadless.com.
There you go. The shirts are out. Speaking of my neighborhood, too, I was on a walk, and I saw the infamous parrot lady who I keep seeing. She was in a bright yellow vest on a bright yellow bike.
Oh, she's riding on a bike now.
Parrot on each shoulder on the bike.
Do you think that she has like 50 parrots and she's like, which one am I going to wear today?
All I've seen are white, so I don't know. She's a white supremacist parrot owner.
Allegedly.
So then the next day, I'm walking. I see her driving, wearing a yellow shirt. I've never noticed the yellow. It could be a thing for her. Parrots on both shoulders again.
Dude, are you sure they're real?
They're real.
They're just plastic.
No, they're real parrots. She was either kissing one on the mouth or feeding it something from her mouth while driving.
Either way, I think it's the same level of disgusting.
While driving a vehicle.
Is that? Like, you can't do that.
I was like, where's the CHP? So she was literally like, that is.
Making out and tonguing this parrot.
Yeah. And I can't get enough of this woman.
You know their tongues are like little black dinkies.
Well, she likes to suck.
Like,
what has your tongue been in recently? My parrot's mouth.
Those things shit all over her car seat. This is why you don't buy used cars.
All over her shoulders.
It's everywhere.
On her hair?
And it's not good looking shit.
I mean,
not handsome looking shit.
Courtney was with me, and we're like, is this like she live alone? Just with like all these, do they go everywhere with her? If you go on the bike,
you have a bunch of parrots, you live alone.
Like, does she shower with parrots on her shoulders?
I don't, probably, yeah.
I mean, you're riding a bicycle with a parrot on your two parrots on your shoulders.
I think parrot lady tops cat lady
in terms of crazy,
and alone.
True.
This parrot lady. This definitely parrot lady is the top of
because at least the cat lady keeps
undesirable animal food chain as far as like mates go.
Cat lady keeps her misery in her own apartment. They're usually like an isolated person. With parrot lady is an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
She's like, I want the world to see my parrots. Ride them on my bike. I'm going to drive them.
The immortal words of Mick Pataglia, I need attention.
If I see her on a plane or like rollers, like this lady's on every mode of fucking vehicle.
You should roll a ball out in front of her car and let her just slam on the brakes. See what happens.
And the birds just
fucking hit the windshield.
I just see the dead bird on her dash. That's not my fault.
Sorry, just playing a game of pickup
here.
Hey,
those should be in seatbelts, miss.
No, those birds would fucking fly out the window. They would take off.
I think their wings are clipped. She knows they hate her.
Trust me, I had a bird parrot with its wings clipped. It made it over to the roof of the neighbor's house. Just enough like for a getaway.
Yeah, on the bike. Maybe I should throw, like, what do parrots like to eat? Maybe like throw
peanuts. carrots.
Throw some nuts behind her and see if they jump off.
You should call them over to you.
And then she could come over and I run away.
You should ask to see them. Show baby Barb the parrots.
Speaking of which, my neighborhood, never a dull moment, I guess. So Courtney's walking alone. I was doing something. I forget where I was, but like a teenage African-American man comes up to her. And she has baby Barb, and he says, excuse me. She's like, yeah. He's like, where are the houses? And their house, she's in front of houses. And she said, they're...
Is he blind?
She goes, they're right here. And he goes, no, where do the houses start? She goes, right here. And he's like, I'm selling stuff door to door. She goes, he had nothing on him. And he goes, I need to know where the houses start. And she goes, yeah, they're houses. And he goes, no, these are apartments. She goes, there's some apartments, these are houses. And he's like, and then... He like gets in baby Barb's face, close enough that it like weirded her out. And she's like, okay. And he's like, you baby ever seen a black guy before? Or a black person? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, who? And she's like,
what his name and social security number.
What the fuck, do you want to get in the baby book? And he goes, you ever had a conversation with a black person?
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
She's 4 months old.
What kind of fucking question is that? Like, okay.
Real lunatic.
And he like grabbed her wrist or something. And
what was he going to do? Like a...
And he's like, it's nice meeting you or something. Or like grabbed her hand. And she's like, all right, dude. Like, so then Courtney's on like one of those like, I forget why.
Bird scooters?
No.
Barb?
On one of those like, she's on like some local fucking neighborhood like...
Oh, to see where the crime's
or like
going
an app
down?
Or like, I don't know what, I don't know.
Twitter account
for why she got on it. And it's like an email thing, though, I think. And the people were, like, talking about this guy. And I guess he's been all over the neighborhood asking where the houses start. And he's been even knocking on doors and claiming he's selling stuff. But they're like, he's selling nothing.
He's a total... He lost
he's just, like, insane.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, it's sad, but it's like, I don't know who's in... Like, where he belongs or...
if I see him, I'm going to say, oh, follow me. The houses start over here. I'm going to take him to that little fucking... Isn't there a tunnel underneath the highway close there?
Well, then
put him in there.
He's probably going to kill the parrots if he sees them.
And then have the parrots ever seen a black guy?
I'm not.
Have they ever had a conversation with a black guy?
I'm not far away from like a super. I don't live in the nice. There's like a super nice neighborhood though, very close. And so I guess that though they have like private security, and so like
so that guy is
on the email
there.
List. They're like. The private security has been notified, but they, like, can't track him down. But he's still, like, lurking around.
Where is he living?
I don't know.
Very strange.
So he just wants to know what babies have spoken to black people, have interacted with them.
Who? What's his name? I probably know him.
What the fuck? It's like, what kind of question is that? It's like, you didn't ask. She has not seen Native Americans. We had some black nurses. So she did see some black nurses, but they spoke to her. She didn't speak back.
The first people she saw.
Yeah. So, sorry, sir. You do not make the baby book as the first black person that the baby
encountered.
You should
just get a baby book of just her interacting with black people and then show this guy.
Just have pictures. Here she is with the comic Earthquake. He's a well-known black man. Here she is with Steve Harvey. She's on his shoulders. Here she is with LeBron James. All right. Well, I stand corrected.
All right, I just want to make sure she met black people.
It's like, Jesus Christ. I teased it, I think it was two episodes ago. I couldn't do it with Mickey Gall. Would have been like, what are you talking about? Eric Heights update.
Oh,
With the fat guy making his way across
America.
Is he
at New Heights?
Yeah, I think it...
Or New Lows.
We
should start calling him Eric Lows.
He should change his name legally. Still getting his RV ready, months later.
What? What are you doing, a ground-up restoration?
Still, he found out he has low T, so he's...
Oh, shocker there!
Getting hormone replacement therapy. He thinks that's the answer.
Yeah, that's going to be the end. That's going to change everything, Eric.
Said he has to address a problem he's ignored for too long. Sleep apnea. Why would you ignore that?
But also,
it can kill
what does
you.
Any of this have to do
with his bike
riding
trip? Nothing.
All they do is get you a machine to fucking put on your face at night.
Doctor's saying he's got a pituitary problem. That's why he thinks he's got the weight.
No, no. The reason you have the weight, the reason you have a pituitary problem is because of the fucking weight. So he thinks like He's like a CrossFit champion if he didn't have this pituitary issue.
Part of me feels bad for this guy, but he's a charlatan, so I don't feel bad for him. And if you want to do this, just do it. Enough of the fucking fanfare, the excuses.
Well, of course. I know. We've had that.
Trying to make money. Dude. It pisses me off.
But this is it. Just keep going on with the issues. I like this. We know what the problem is.
Just putting that out there. In quotes, he's trying to figure out recipes for the road.
Recipes for the road.
Getting ready.
That's not a real one. Recipes for the road?
Still raising money for the trip, which he didn't finish, by the way. He said he was going to go across the country. He stopped for like, what, over a year longer?
Yeah. Is there anybody that still supports this guy?
Yes. I was reading that you see the comments of the live video.
Where is he staying?
He has a house in Indiana. He's in Indiana.
Oh, he's back?
He's staying in Indiana. He's still trying to get a blackout curtain to keep the heat out of the RV. That's his problem. It's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A blackout curtain? Go on Amazon, buddy. They're like $40.
I mean, you buy a goddamn sheet and you put it over the window, or you do it in tough conditions, like a lot of people who probably do shit like this do.
Go ahead. By the way, it's not that fucking hot.
He said, go hop
in the RV.
He said the heat in Texas really knocked him out last time. That's where he stopped. He said he's going to kick up his riding next week. He said he's been slacking a little bit.
Oh, Roe, you know. Not you.
He bought a soda maker, but don't worry. It's sugar and caffeine free. How about you just drink water?
So what's it made of?
Who knows?
Some sort of carcinogens, I would guess?
Yes.
It's not soda if there's nothing sweet in it.
A commenter, I was shocked, told him, I don't think it was sarcastic, that he was looking great and as handsome as ever. That's the problem. Is he has these people.
People are too supportive.
Who are loving him. He's hawking his own t-shirts.
But also, like, you're getting a demographic of people, too, that love the excuses because they're going through the same thing. And they're like, he's just like me. I'm just making excuses.
He's hawking his own t-shirts. And I have this in quotes. He said, no one really called to order.
That's too bad. It's very sad.
He had a commenter say, I want you to do this so Dr. Phil can eat it. No, Dr. Phil won't eat it because fucking Heights didn't do what he said he was going to do. You can't say I'm going to run a marathon and then run 26 miles over 5 years and say I ran a marathon. That's not a marathon.
No.
I am sorry.
You can't break. You got to start over, man.
Yeah, start from the beginning.
By the way, you're talking about that dirty Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to watch him eat crow. What a fucking idiot. You're fucking Dr. Also, he was on Dr. Phil like 3 years ago.
He complained. He claims that Dr. Phil told him he was going to fix his teeth, which
he lured him in. I'm surprised he didn't just give him a fucking hamburger on the back of a truck and let him follow it into the studio.
Said he was going to fix his teeth, and then he said he gave him like some sort of caps that are temporary, and he was really distraught that he felt that he was misled. To get on Dr. Phil.
Is there such thing as a temporary cap?
Something. He was calling it something that I'd never heard of. And he's like, hey, give that to all the guests. It's ridiculous.
Give all the guests new teeth.
That's what he says. And so he said that he was lying to.
It's such fucking bullshit. And by the way, if you're a guest on the show, you get new teeth.
Everyone comes out with Matt Dillon teeth from Something About Mary. It's like, Jesus. Were you on Dr. Phil? Those teeth are beautiful.
Yeah. What do you see with new teeth must have been on Dr. Phil. Brand new teeth.
The longest ride of his trip, I guess his infamous bike across America they didn't finish, was 38 miles was the longest he did in a day.
Dang, I'm actually shocked.
It's not great.
I'm shocked, though, that it was even that much.
I still cannot reveal his mysterious sponsors and who they are. But
those aren't sponsors if they don't want you to say who they are.
I don't know.
Does he know what sponsor means? I mean, sponsors give you money so that you will talk about them.
I'm being sponsored by the Michelola drug cartel.
Yeah, they're like, by the way,
we're going to kill you.
We just need you to carry drugs across America.
In a trailer.
And be like, what?
That's why he needs the blackout curtains.
What a poor investment this was.
While drinking sugar-free and caffeine-free soda.
Yeah, what is that? Seltzer water? Just regular soda water?
Just drink water. That's it.
Oh, no, but he's, why? Because he has to have cola, so he's brewing it himself.
Yeah, that's why he said he had to have it.
You're insane.
He did 30 miles the week before he was doing the video.
The whole week?
Yeah.
He did 30 miles in a week?
So someone kept like ribbing him about it. Because
you said that most he did in a day was 38?
Of his trip, yeah.
Okay, but he did 30 in a week.
Yeah. And so someone was giving him shit about it because there are some trolls who go on there to watch his live videos. And he said, I'm choosing to do 30 miles a week. It's not that I can't do it. And he got pissed. And then people were like, block these people, Eric. The commenters. Yeah. I was like, shut up. He has a PR guy.
He's on this. Who is it? Daryl? His brother-in-law?
I don't know.
Hey, by the way, when I'm not selling tractors down to John Deere, I'm also a fucking PR guy.
So he said he's undecided if he's going to go back on Dr. Phil after his victorious finish. He's got to talk to his PR guy.
Oh, hey, after they fucked you on those teeth, why would you do anything?
So they were going to give me nipple rings. They just gave me a ring pop.
Shut up. He is a PR guy. I sell propane, and I also do PR.
Someone asked a question, and for a guy who, like, kind of cranky, I don't know if it's because of his diet. Someone asked a question. I already answered that. You got to catch up.
Oh, he does that a lot. He would say stuff like that. Like, look three below if you want to answer that.
Jeez, Heights. So impatient. You want to live a public life, Heights?
Dude, he's got low T. It's not his fault. Also, this lashing out could be part of a pituitary problem. We don't know.
It's true.
What if he gets all this fixed?
I think it's his teeth that's holding him back.
He's just shredded. He's like, by the way, I do feel bad for him because he just can't resist this small amount of fame.
Oh, he loves it.
He's like,
he'll do anything for
Dr. Phil made me look like a piece of shit.
I'll go back.
I got to get back on there. Because I want to make me look like a piece of shit again.
And maybe you'll get those teeth finally. If you go on twice, I can only imagine the teeth you get that time.
Dude, they may
bleach your asshole.
They probably told you get new wax teeth. Part of your fucking...
They're sugar and caffeine free. Don't worry. He started this whole journey at 567. Right now, what do you think he's weighing in at? He's under 5, I'll give you that.
He is?
Yeah. But not...
Is this proven? 593 or 493.
478. Still.
So what did he lose? 100 pounds?
Not yet.
Well, just that.
That's still.
What was his biggest?
567.
Oh, okay. So he lost like.
It's still, though. He's almost 500 pounds.
Yeah. And this has been going on for how many years?
It's a while.
Like 3 years, probably.
He's only 122 away from my 600 pound life, which is a good goal.
That's true. It's going the wrong way, though.
He used to be 33.
If I were him, I would just go for 600 or 700 pounds.
Why not? You're so close.
Go the other way. Eric Heitz, turn around. You're going the wrong way. You're going down.
Go for the Guinness.
You
want
to go to new heights, weight-wise. Yeah.
Take it to new heights. And then the video ended with him and his commenters playing the, it's 3:30 here in Australia. What time is it where you're at? For like 5 minutes, I swear to God. And he's like, in Indiana, it's 8 p.m. And he's like, oh, it's what? It's 1 p.m. the next. I'm like, you're really playing the time zone game?
Dude.
The fuck?
He could be part Dassey. This could be like a distant Dassey relative.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Their IQ.
If their trees were to meet.
I don't even think that this guy could have killed a woman. He's not even smart enough. Like, Brandon's a good boy.
Yeah. And he loves wrestling. Heitz claims he loves biking. I don't believe it.
I think Heitz might love a little wrestling, too.
You think?
Yeah, he seems like he's a guy.
You think John Cena may give him some shout-outs?
Yeah, I think he would cry. Why doesn't he go on that? Doesn't The Rock have like a thing where you like
changes your
life
around? Shows?
He would fucking destroy Heitz.
God, Heitz really. Something about Heitz gets up under my skin.
Yeah, because he's...
And then you have all these other people doing, 90-year-old men riding fucking long trips, doing physical things.
He's just a fucking leech.
I saw a guy, there's a show I watch on YouTube, or clips. It's Penn and Teller. It's called Fool Us, where magicians do tricks for them, and then they speak in code, whether they know what happened or not. And they had this guy on. Guy's been blind since he was 9 years old. You got to think when you get the vision and then it's taken away. If you're born with it, it sucks, but that's all you know.
But there is an advantage where you're like, I know what things look like.
That's true, too. So this guy, blind since he was 9, probably in his 60s now, maybe older. Guy gets a black belt in karate, shredded, jacked in his heyday. Looked a lot like Norris, that he was inspired by him. This guy was blind, black belt karate.
Did
jacked.
They show any yes. fights?
No, not fights, but him like breaking a board, and he was jacked. Legit jacked, still jacked, still doing karate. Says he hasn't missed a workout in 45 years.
Every day?
I don't know. He didn't say his schedule, but this guy's like regularly doing karate. This guy's the best, considered the best card mechanic. He's like, I'm not a magician. He's like a hustler, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And he like teaches like probably casinos what to watch for.
Well, he's a counter?
No, he's like, they call it a mechanic where he can just manipulate the deck any way he wants. And this guy put on
He can manipulate the deck.
Dude, he made Penn and Teller. He goes.
How does he manipulate the deck?
I don't know. He's blind, but he goes.
No, I'm saying in general. How do you?
He can deal. Like, say he's dealing cards.
Oh, he's dealing.
Yeah.
Oh,
So he goes. Say you're playing like a private poker game. He's like, I could fucking take you for everything you're worth.
Does he know where all the cards are?
He goes. He says he can feel with his fingers.
What, different cards?
That's what he said.
How is that? Like, he can feel the paint.
He shuffled the cards like a million different ways. And then put them in front of Penn and Teller, and they were in the order they come in the box.
But how is he feeling them when he's shuffling them from top?
I don't know. Weird. He was shuffling with one hand. He was doing crazy shit.
You sure he was blind?
He was blind.
You sure he was blind?
I mean, I didn't do any tests on the guy, but
maybe
he was blind.
Maybe that's the trick.
Let me see if I can find a picture of this guy doing karate. They were amazed by the guy.
Yeah, that seems like right up their alley. Yeah, I don't understand. I got to look it up now. He can feel the different numbers. I mean, there's nothing that
his name's
sticks
Rich,
out on
his name's
a card.
Richard Turner.
Richie? Anyone he's, seen Richie Turner?
He's 64.
Okay.
Yeah, he was good. There he is on...
Yeah, we'll have to...
I want to see, though, the karate picture. I'll show you. Guy was fucking jacked. Still is jacked, actually.
This is what he does for a living?
Yeah, I think he like goes around and like speaks and puts on shows.
Okay. Card manipulator.
Ari should have him on the show.
I'm sorry, you're blind. Can you see that I'm holding my finger, my ass tampon is
I actually have Uno cards. Can you tell?
Look it up later.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch the episode anyway.
Yeah, take it. Oh, there he is. I got it.
Fuck it.
There he is then. There he is now. Richard Turner, blind.
Dude, especially for that era. The guys weren't jacked like that back then.
He said in the video, like in the show, they do like a little pre-video on you, like who you are to the audience.
Yeah.
He said, I consider myself blind. I don't consider a disability. To me, disabilities are laziness. And procrastination. I was like, oh, shit.
This can't really fucking
that's what made me think of Heights.
Held Heights. Can you imagine him interacting with this?
Oh, he would hate Heights.
Look at you. You got your low T, your pituitary gland.
He would hustle Heights for everything he's worth in a card game. He'd steal his bike, his blackout
man,
curtain.
Man, I can't believe that I got hustled. Mom, are you a card shark?
Hey, you've known I'm a card shark forever. You've seen my bathing cap. It's got a fin on it, Brandon. Yeah, you see my jacket? It says mechanic. Yeah.
I thought you, like, worked on cars.
I do cars, not cards.
Cards. They're very similar.
Yeah?
Some of the guys in here, I play cards.
What? I tell you not to gamble, Brandon.
And I always end up with somebody's penis.
You imagine him gambling? He would be like...
Is this a good hand?
He'd be like in Stripes when he's like, when John Candy's dealing, he's like, you know that dumbass that's next to him? He's like, let me see your cards. Yeah, keep playing.
That's Revenge of the Nerds. It's Booger.
No, that's...
Oh, that's
Stripes.
Booger did it to Kashi, too.
John Candy's in there. Well, then they stole it from Stripes.
Because
John
says,
Candy goes, let me see what you got. He goes, yeah, you know what? I would keep going.
Yeah, because Booger's
all right,
like,
I'm all in.
I got like a 2, an 8. He's like, I got a flush. He's like, what's a flush? No, Takashi said he had a flush. And he's like, oh, I beat you because I got like a 5. Old Booger, Presley.
Takashi.
On the mean guitar.
Old 80s poker humor.
With racist Asian jokes in the 80s were acceptable.
Yeah, I even watched shit from like 10 years ago. And I'm like, you couldn't do that shit today.
Which is pretty much everything.
Even The Office has like so many fat jokes and stuff. I don't think you could do it today.
Yeah, you'd get somebody complaining.
Which is bizarre, because it's one of the best shows.
Yeah, but it just shit changes.
Shit goes down.
How we doing on time?
We got another like 15 minutes.
All right.
Then this we'll record another ep.
This is from Ivy. I think this is appropriate because of the bike riding topic earlier. So this is from BuzzFeed. So this lady, 69-year-old grandmother. Where does she live? I think she lives in Texas. Yeah, she lives in Houston. So some guy's riding down the street, jerking off on a bicycle.
No, Joey, what? Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Say you fall. You're going to either break your dick off.
This guy's like, jerking it on a bicycle while riding down the street.
I don't know if I'd be mad or impressed.
I don't know if I would even call the cops on that. I mean, did you see that? I would get in my car and try to follow him.
Where's he going?
When's he going to come?
Who knows?
What's the deal?
You think he's like a local figure? They're like, oh, there he is.
That's Jack and Jerry. Just cruising through the neighborhood.
And maybe you should ride behind Heights, just jerking it.
Pants undone, like naked? What?
Didn't say.
They never give the details that you need.
Yeah.
How is this guy jerking it on the bike?
So this woman who's only been identified as Grandma Jean. I don't know why she doesn't have a last name.
Okay. She probably doesn't want to have her people looking her up.
So the guy's riding down. She's taking out her trash.
By the way, this lady, if she gave her real name and she's on Facebook, people would probably leave messages like, I'm going to kill you, bitch. Like, it doesn't matter what you've done. Someone's going to leave a message where, yeah, I'm going to kill you.
She's taking out her trash when she sees the masturbating bicyclist riding down the street towards her.
This is some.
She yelled at him to stop and to leave. Two warnings.
Yeah, well, what was he doing? Circles around her neighborhood?
He's doing wheelies. I don't know.
He's like probably on his way gone already.
May have been hitting a jump, doing tricks.
Dude, can you imagine that? While you're in the air, you blow your load.
It lands on some guy's head.
That's some X Games shit right there.
So they got into an argument. I can only imagine about him thinking that he could
be able.
I'm riding my bike.
I'm trying to jerk off here, bitch. Shut up. Take out your garbage and go back inside.
I'm not looking at you.
Yeah. If you don't want to see me jerking off, stop staring.
Go inside. Then he went up in Grandma Jean's driveway while continuing to show his dick.
You like this, Grandma?
She said some guy pulled off his pants and pulled his pants open, playing with his thing, and he ran up, and I told him to get away from my door or I'm going to shoot him. I continued walking towards her, reaching for the front door.
Oh, she shot him?
She had her young grandkids in the house. She fired her guns. She shot them. Shot
him. And killed him?
Shot his dick off.
And no. Killed him?
I think he's alive, unfortunately. She said, I don't bother nobody. I don't get in nobody's business. It's just me and him. And I keep saying, I warned him. He attempted to get on his bike again. While shot, he collapsed.
Jesus.
Transported to a local hospital where he's expected to survive.
Where he's been caught jerking off about 40 times on his hospital bed.
To nurses. Unidentified neighbor said, I would have done the same thing if it were my house. Why? Well, he was not going to stick up for her. He said, ain't no telling what else he was going to do or what he's got. She was protecting her property.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Police spokesperson said the man will face charges. Did not provide further details. According to the Houston Chronicle, the man was arrested last week for allegedly exposing himself. It's unclear if Grandma Jean will face any charges. For what? What did she do?
Well, they have to say it. Then they'll be like, no.
She's a hero.
Did you see that guy that shot that guy in the parking lot of like a 7 or a gas station? The guy, like, he was yelling at his wife or girlfriend. She was parked in a handicapped spot.
Oh, I think I did.
And then the guy walked up and shoved him to the ground, and then the guy got shot. He ended up dying, which is sad. But, like, at the same time, I don't know if you should go around shoving people.
Yeah.
Like, nobody ever taught, like, yeah, this guy, yeah, he deserves to be shot because he fucking was jerking it and then tried to open the door to this lady's house.
There are children.
Yeah.
And she said, get away or I'm going to fucking shoot you.
The right thing.
Yeah. Grandma Jean. You got your back.
You're the grandma of the month.
Real ass grandma.
Yeah. We're going to jerk off to you.
Not on bicycles in the privacy of our own home, like gentlemen.
Dude,
I do my jerking off when I want a bike. I do it on a stationary bike in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to. That's the only way to do it. I do it on bird scooters. So because I like to pay 15 cents a minute to fucking expose myself.
Wonder what kind of bike it was. 10 speed?
It was
BMX?
No seat, just post.
He's got his ass on it?
What
got a
tandem. How much does this guy love exposing himself?
Oh,
just got arrested the week before, and then he's like, you know what? I'm not going to let these motherfuckers keep me down. I got to get back out on that bike, and I got to start jerking off. He's like,
you know what will let me outrun the cops? I need a bike. Before I was on foot. Yeah,
good point.
Now.
Before I was walking around just jerking it.
Now I'm immune. You can't catch me.
Yeah.
What if it was like a Heights-like guy who's trying to ride across, jerk across America?
Well, that you think Heights could even get to his wiener? He's got low T.
Yeah.
He's 500 pounds.
I think that dick's not getting hard.
I think that dick's not even being found. Oh, I think it's been. I think it's on one of those missing people thing at the fucking post office.
It's on a bottle of. It's on a soda-free, caffeine-free soda.
Have you seen my dick?
I haven't.
Last seen, 1994.
Speaking of which, I believe it was Jerry McFly.
This is what it may look like today.
It's
a great thing to send to him.
Sad.
Missing dick. Eric Heitz's dick.
Jerry McFly sent me, I think it was him. If it wasn't, I'm sorry. On Twitter, he said, TLC, the Freak Network, struck again.
What do they got this time?
It was a clip about this man who, it didn't say what was causing it, but he had one of those, like, 80 pounds scrotums.
Oh, yeah. I saw a clip of this.
It was crazy. It was so big, and he was married, and it happened like right when they got married, and they haven't had sex like since because this guy's ball bag weighs like 80 pounds.
Hey, let me beat your ball bag.
he said,
Dice would love this ball bag.
He looks kind of like a morbidly obese Big J Okerson, and the ball bag.
From the feet to the waist, and then the waist up to the head. Well, the scrotum.
He had like the long hair. I think he had one part of his hair dyed. Like, I think
How was he walking around with this? Let grandma whoever see you.
He was really limping. His poor wife, who's like, I believe marriage through sickness and in health, so she's stuck by him. No sex.
How many years?
They've been married like 15 years. I think haven't had sex for like 12 of them or something crazy.
What?
And she has to wrap his
What was the last time? What was the last thing your scrotum was in?
Not my wife.
A hefty trash bag.
Toilet. He said he has to shit in the shower because the ball.
And then stop
Well,
it?
There's nowhere to put the
Waffle
balls.
Waffle it?
I think he was shitting into like a bag or something.
Oh,
this guy's a prisoner of his balls.
So wait, nobody's done anything? Cut him off?
I think they've I don't know what the
I'd rather have
is.
No balls than 50-pound balls.
So the wife
or
has
what, how many pounds?
They said it was, I don't know, but it was huge. It goes like almost to the ground. The wife has to wrap it in an ace bandage because they're hoping to get some of it down. But
talk about a teabagging. That's
looks
a teabag challenge.
Just looks. He wears pants and he puts them to one side. He's like, they must be like 50 XL sweatpants. It's crazy to look at.
Oh, my God.
He barely goes in public because people like point at
him. Well, look at this guy's nuts.
He said the only exercise.
So this is like Ari's rival.
He makes Ari's look like marbles.
Ari's balls look like fucking grains of dust or like grains of sand?
Caviar. Like, they look like nothing. Dude, this thing is crazy. I couldn't turn away from it, but was also horrified by it. He said all they can do
is
swim.
Is this a series or a one-off?
I don't know, but he was in a public pool swimming with this thing with his wife.
Swimming with his nutsack?
He's doing laughs.
What did he have it covered up in?
I don't know. I don't know if he's wearing some sort of pants or.
Is it like, does he have some sort of tarp over it?
It's basically like you're pulling an anchor. It's heavy and it's like.
Does he look normal other than that?
Oh, he's a big, huge fat
guy.
But
I'm saying, why? How did the doctors are like, well, the growth seems all right?
I don't know. I think they've said doctors like either can't figure it out or don't know how to combat.
Does he get it cut off?
I would.
Damn.
At what point are you like, hey, it's like, oh, by the way, Eric Heitz wants kids was a part of his video. I think he's older and his wife's older, but.
I mean, it doesn't matter so much for him, but yeah. Well, with his low T, I don't know if he's producing anything.
So this poor guy can't fuck.
Jesus.
I don't think he can work.
It's sad.
He can barely walk around. It's a tough life.
Of all the things you could have.
Imprisoned by a sack.
But, and nobody. There's nobody else out there to talk to. Hey, there's no like big sack support group.
Stern had a guy on a black guy with a huge sack, and I think he got it fixed.
There aren't many.
No,
and
very
and they're
few.
Spread out. So it's not like you go to your like local church basement and there's like a meeting for big nut sacks. Mom,
Have you ever been with a guy with a huge nutsack?
Mind your own business, Brandon.
There's a guy in here, and his nutsack is 200 pounds.
Are you that guy, Brandon? Is that where the weight's coming from?
No.
Heights would be lucky if he had that, because then if you just fix that problem, you lose like a quick 50 pounds.
That would be like a legit issue.
He couldn't ride.
Hey, Heights, fuck your pituitary gland. If you had 50-pound nutsack, I might feel some compassion for you.
That guy rode a motorcycle? He would need a sidecar for his balls. Yeah. He's the drape them over.
He would need two parachutes if he went skydiving.
He would. If you are 600 pounds, can you skydive or 500? Would your heart
probably
blow up?
No, I mean, I don't know if the chute could hold you.
You're on one of those instructors' back. He just can't ride himself.
He's like, dude. He's like, this fucking parachute is just fucking collapsing on us.
Jeez.
He's like, no.
Why did I
create it? Dude, because the guy's in front of you, and then when you land, the guy's got to put his feet out.
You go into the earth.
He's like, we landed on your titties. His titties just dragging through the dirt. Guy's like, put your feet out. He's like, I can't.
I wonder what is the. Wait. There's got to be a weight limit. There's no way they let.
What if one of his ankles exploded?
Definitely would.
Just know, like, all the fluid in it.
But, like, burst.
Imagine seeing the
face and the body, what the wind would do to it.
Flabbling.
It might engulf the instructor.
He's like, I can't breathe. He just passes out. The guy fucking passes out. Oh, my God.
Eric Heights, skydive across America.
Dude, what? Can you imagine? You would have to only have bench seat cars so you could put your nutsack over next to you.
I mean,
like, you can't do bucket seats.
There's really nothing you can't do. Okay, what a lot. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the dude, guy, and the guy said, he goes, my wife's sticking by me, but he basically said, like, if she cheats on me, like, he's like, we all have needs. He's like, I get
yeah.
it.
If you had
I can't do what I'm supposed to do.
If you had a bicycle, you would have to have one of those kid seats in the front to, like, put it in and strap it down.
Or you would need the basket.
Yeah, like but something for, like, children.
The E.T. basket.
Yeah. You put like a milk crate up there. Jesus. Man, oh, man.
Look at your ball bag.
What are you doing, playing with your ball bag?
You need to milk it.
What if it is? Just all come. What if he finally got jerked off and he just fucking shrank? It's like 30 minutes of coming.
Went back down to completely normal. Do you think, like, he can't go in, like, cryogenic and, like, make himself cold and shrink him a little bit?
Where are they going to go? When your balls shrink, they go up into your scrotum.
So his actual test, is it, like, the testicles are that big, right, or no?
I'm assuming that's what the problem is, right?
Just his testicles won't stop growing.
Dude, if it's your sack, you could fold it up.
So it's like giantism of the testicles.
If you had a sack,
see if I can.
They could cut the sack and then make it smaller, or you could just use like barrettes to put it up.
You think,
I think it's a huge testicle.
If you work for TLC, do you lie and tell people you're at like another network? Like,
yeah,
if you're on a date, you're like, yeah, I work at A&E.
I heard you working in television. Yeah, I work, what's like the worst network ever?
I work
like
for
that's like a shit show. I'm in pornography.
I do, child pornography.
Yeah, it's,
oh my God. There, if you Google it, there's quite a few. Here's the guy that they had the show. Whoa.
It's a nut, right?
Oh.
It just shows you how much the skin will stretch.
Yeah, by the way, it is 80 pounds. I hit it on the head. Hit it on the ball.
Yeah, hit it right on the nutsack. You kicked it right in the nuts.
There he is. That's Big Ball Okerson.
Damn, dude. Oh, look at it. He really has to, like,
he goes one side. Because
he puts it in the right pant leg. He's really got to kick.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to really kick his leg up to get the momentum. Once that thing starts swinging, you could easily get knocked over.
Why not get a skateboard? There it is, lounging on the easy chair.
Dude, why doesn't this guy become a Muay Thai fighter? And just take leg kicks right
by
to
By the
his,
way, that eliminates.
You could never.
You couldn't hit him really anywhere.
You couldn't
all
kick him
below
the
leg. Belt.
Yeah, he's kicking him in the nuts every
point.
Time.
It's a good point.
This is what. This is the.
He's beating the system.
This is the genius of this guy's condition.
There he is on a hotel bed. The ball's just draped.
This is why you don't stay in hotels. Because the guy with the 80-pound nutsack may have just slept in your bed.
Excuse me. Can I talk to you? Is there an 80-pound ball sack man in here before me?
Do you think there's pubes on it, or he shaves it? Or does he have to shave it?
I think he sells it for advertisement. He's got tattoos on it. He walks around naked.
You want to advertise my nuts, and people are like, that's crazy. They're so small. He goes, another 80 pounds.
You got plenty of room.
Yeah,
he might be an Eric Heitz investor, one of his sponsors.
No, this guy has real problems.
Yeah, I feel bad for this guy. There he is. Wow, this is one of the clips I saw with it. Look at the hair, dude. He's still accessorizing his hair. He's got a green ponytail.
He looks like Kenny Powers right there with an 80-pound nutsack. what's his reason for doing TLC? Because he wants to help other people's huge nutsacks? I mean,
that's how he keeps exist? It. I think he just wants the payday. He's like, if I have to live in this
house. I like how they blur it out.
In the Ace bandage.
It's like, dude, it's so big, it's not even...
You don't even know what it is.
It's not like... it's not erotica over here.
No one's going to look at it and be like, wow, that's hot.
I wish they would just show it. Now you're just like tempting me by blurring it out.
I don't want to see it.
I want to see the full thing.
Too much.
I want to see how the wiener's connected to it. I got to see the whole plumbing.
How bad would the wiener look next to the huge 80-pound ball? You don't have an 80-pound dick.
Even if you had 18-inch dog, they'd be like, yeah, it's kind of small.
It's nothing.
Nutsack.
Yeah, this...
Dude, if you teabagged a lady, you would give her a concussion.
He'd probably kill her. You'd suffocate her. 80 pounds. He said like a bowling ball, but at 80 pounds, it's no fucking bowling, but like three bowling balls.
Dude, 80 pounds?
Like four, like probably more.
It's like eight bowling balls.
In your pants.
You imagine walking with like eight bowling balls in your pant leg?
No, I can't. I can't even imagine carrying a bag of eight bowling balls. Never mind trying to walk with it.
That's crazy. This guy's, well.
TLC. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, you are really...
The Learning Channel. People are learning a lot.
We're learning an awful lot about how to live with something... I'm not even going to say it. Knock on wood. Hopefully never happens.
I
would just get the nuts cut off. I mean, there's no other way around it. I'll go nutless.
Yeah, you can then join like a choir.
It solves a lot of problems, too.
Yeah, you don't want to
fuck. You're like, I don't care.
You don't even care if you have low T like old Heights.
Yeah, I think you probably have no T.
Eric Heights is Eric Heights. He's got no T.
All right, let's get out of here and we record
another
titillating episode.
And then you can do the T-shirt one right up front.
Yeah, it's a good call.
All right, everybody. Keep your balls healthy. Stay away from asshole cops.
Is this contagious, what this guy has?
I have no idea. I hope not.
Is it elephantitis? Do you remember when elephantitis... Like, in the 80s and 90s, elephantitis was the big joke in school.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
And I don't think it's very well known any longer. Damn shame.
These millennials. You don't know your elephantitis.
Elephantitis humor.
All right, everybody. Stay cool. Day.